Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Three Keys to the Kingdom.
Speak the word.
The believer has been empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ to overcome the devil and the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Spiritual authority is the God-given right to receive and use God's power that flows from the indwelling Holy Spirit. And this is where we get our authority. We receive it and use God's power that flows from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that indwells us, that lives in us. I believe that many people are still afraid of all the things that's going on around them and what the future might hold.
Amen.
But there is no need for us to be afraid. All we need to do is just trust in the Word of God.
Amen.
We remember that He has given His angels charge over us to protect us.
Amen.
So God is fully aware of what's going on, and He's not standing and He's not sitting down somewhere twiddling His thumbs. He knows everything. You know, a lot of people think, you know, why, you know, the Lord is allowing all these things to happen. And I was watching a Christian movie last night. It was a pastor, and his son had had almost like a near-death experience. He was like 4 or 5 years old. And he met Jesus, and he was telling them, his family, when he got back, all these things, you know, and how he could see all this stuff. Even how he had a sister that they didn't know he had because, you know, the baby died before he was born. But the church was having a hard time believing in heaven and that the boy, you know, actually saw Jesus and talked to him. I mean, he was just, you know, 3 or 4 years old, you know, and he was describing all this stuff to them. And he was able to identify. This was really based on a true story. But what really puzzled me was that the pastor himself, his dad was the pastor, was having such a hard time dealing with all of this. The fact that, you know, there's a heaven and, you know, and actually somebody can actually go there. And I'm thinking, why were the people in the church getting upset because the little boy said he went to heaven and came back, you know? That's what church is all about. It's about teaching faith. It's about teaching about heaven and what lays before us, you know, and that we're not always going to be down here. And as a matter of fact, I started to title my message today, We're Not Down Here Alone. We're not down here alone. We're never alone. I want to share with you some scriptures about angelic beings because I believe that it's important for you to have more knowledge on God's angelic beings and the protection that they offer. I don't know if you've ever given any thought, you know, some people have given thought about angels and some haven't, but if you even realize there are angels. But you have to understand that there are angels everywhere, and they are ascending and they are descending around you every day.
Yes.
And they are descending. I want you to listen to this. They are descending and ascending to your words, the very words you speak. You need to think about that. Let that soak in. In Psalms 103:20, it says, Bless the Lord, you His angels, mighty in strength, who performs His word. Obeying the voice of His word. In other words, the power of your voice opens up the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are created in God's image, as we all know. Yes. And we are a speaking spirit. Amen. And if you want anything, you're going to have to speak it. And if you don't want it, you need to keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Because according to the Word of God, you're going to get whatsoever you say.
All right, amen.
So if you're not getting what you want, then you need to see what you've been saying, because you are going to get it. The Word says you are.
Amen. Praise God.
And I think it's the right time. I think this, you know, I really think it's awesome the way that God always gives us the right word for just the right time.
Amen.
It's a word to encourage you when you need it the most.
Yes.
And I want to tell you how God sent His angels to protect you and to watch over you.
Yes.
In Psalms 91:11-12 in the New King James, it says, "For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways.
Yes.
In their hands," He said, "they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." In the Easy Read, it says it this way in verse 11 and 12, "He will command His angels to protect you wherever you go. Their hands," He said, "will catch you so that you will not hit your foot on a rock." Wow. You know, I think that calls for a selah, brothers and sisters. And all selah means is just stop and think about what the Lord just said. You know, this verse highlights the extent of God's protective care, emphasizing that He will even enlist the assistance of His angels to ensure the safety and well-being of those who trust in Him.
Yes.
Saints, in the very same way the angels surrounded Elijah, I want you to think about this, this very same way that the angels surrounded Elijah and his servant and protected them,
yes,
they are surrounding us and protecting us the very day.
Amen. Thank God.
Nothing changes.
Thank God.
In 2 Kings 17-20, an Easy Read said, "The servant said to Elijah, 'Oh, my master, what can we do?' Elijah said, 'Don't be afraid.'" He says, "The army that fights for us is larger than the army that fights for Aram."
Amen.
Amen. And verse 17 says, "Then Elijah prayed and said, 'Lord, I ask you, open my servant's eyes so he can see.' The Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and the servant saw that the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire, and they were all around." You know, it's kind of like, you know, I was thinking just now when the servant was saying, "Oh, master, you know, what are we going to do now?"
Right.
That's kind of like what the enemy does, you know, when things are not going the way you want them. Like, I couldn't get my iPad to work, the one I normally work with when I'm ministering. And it's kind of like the devil was saying, "Well, what are you going to do now?
Yes.
What are you going to do now?
Amen.
Things don't work. What are you going to do now?"
Right.
You know, and what you have to do is you just turn around and say, "Thus says the Lord."
Amen.
God, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. You know, we just can't let him discourage us, you know. And yes, things don't always go as smoothly as I'd like for them to. But, you know, I don't get discouraged by that. I'm just encouraged that the Lord will continue to use me.
Amen.
He uses me, flaws and all. So I'm so thankful for that.
Amen.
And like I said, we need to remember that God never changes according to Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
Friends, I believe that the Lord wants me to reassure you of His presence and of His protection. I don't believe that there's ever been a time when we need to be aware of the protection of God's angelic forces more.
Amen.
And I want to share with you, and I want you to know, based on the scripture, that God knows that His children need protection against their enemy, the devil, and his cohorts.
Amen.
I want you to keep in mind that you don't worship angels. This is one thing that I always want to make sure to keep in mind, that you do not worship angel saints, neither do you pray to angels. The Bible said at one time some Jews were tempted to honor angels for their part in bringing God's word to them.
Yes.
Some even went so far as to worship angels as supernatural beings. However, we do not seek angels, neither do we worship angels. As I said before, we seek God and God alone.
Amen.
Only worship God Almighty and not angels.
No.
But it's good to know that with so much going on in the world today, and with so much upheaval, and all the fear about what's to come, because we're all talking about, you know, what's going to happen next.
Yes.
And every time something happens, you know, every time something happens, we think in our mind, it couldn't be any worse than this.
Right.
What's coming up can't be any worse than this. I mean, the people that are creating these things, I mean, you think, where are their brain?
Right.
You know, have they just left it? But we also need to recognize, too, that it's really not the people, it's the enemy influencing them. They have that spirit on them, and the spirit, demonic spirit, is influencing them to say and do what they do. So we need to pray for them.
Amen.
And I know that's hard to do sometimes, to pray for some people, but the only answer is prayer. You know, only answer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners. You are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission at Speak the Word. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God, against the Word.